Hello and welcome back to Headlines and Shenanigans, our monthly show, Andy.
I'm so glad we stopped numbering them because I lost count so far.
Yes, well, there's a number on this one, but I don't know what it is yet.
Oh, that's a post-production thing.
That is a post-production thing. That is right. I do not worry about that during show. I'm worried about the show right now.
We let the editors handle that.
That's right.
That's just future us, but still.
Either way, guys, welcome. If you guys don't know, we released our Patreon exclusive this week, where we covered the very suspicious death of Kurt Cobain. If you have never looked into it. So because we were there visiting with our Patreons this week, we decided to do Headlines and Shenanigans again. Why not, Andy, get into some shenanigans here on the free platform?
I mean, we normally do it because we need something like lighthearted to get us like out of the dark Patreon space, or the deep dive we just took. But this time we were both actually like on a case where like, yeah, let's talk about this more. Yeah. Let's talk about this.
It was a pretty fun case. We got about an hour episode on Kurt Cobain where we discuss all the possibilities of could have happened that dreadful day.
What could have happened? What should have happened? What would have happened?
But anyways, let's get into some shenanigans, shall we, Andy? Or are we doing headlines?
We're going to start with a headline first.
Oh, okay.
Because I do have a headline this week that my brother actually sent me, because this was something he was just like, he was like, oh, yeah, shit, you see this? I was like, I did but we're going to talk about it.
All right, appreciate it, Pete.
But, man, I don't know if you were ever a fan of Run DMC back in the day, Michael.
Of course, man.
Have a little Run DMC history? Well, man, if you remember back in the day, Jam Master Jay, remember Jam Master Jay of Run DMC?
One of them.
He was basically the DJ.
Right.
Well, this past week, two men have finally been arrested and found guilty for the murder of Jam Master Jay in 2002.
Wow.
This has been a long time coming, Michael. We talked about a few weeks ago with the Tupac mystery or the Tupac murder and then stuff like that.
We're just solving all kinds of stuff these days.
I mean, we will take the credit for it if it's thrown our way.
I mean, not us in general. I just meant like us as humanity.
Yeah, it's about time. I feel like it's there's a lot more people just being like, you know what? Fuck it. What was I so scared of for so long? I can be safe. Like, I can get my story out.
Exactly.
But an anonymous Brooklyn jury found two men guilty of the murder of the 2002 shooting death of Run DMC star Jam Master Jay on Tuesday, February 27th. Mm-hmm. During the trial, prosecutors alleged that Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington killed the famous DJ as an act of revenge for a failed drug deal. The pair were found guilty on charges of murder while engaging in narcotics trafficking, conspiracy, and a firearm-related murder. So I guess they actually, it's like a firearm-related charge. It's like a weird thing to be like, you murdered somebody. You also get an extra charge because you did it with a gun.
Yeah.
It's like, what if I would have beat him to death? Yeah, 5 years less. It's just so crazy. It's a weird little charge there.
It's a weird system. Man.
Like, I understand getting a firearm, like a possession of a firearm or something like that. Like, but just like a firearms related murder. It's like, I already got murder.
Right. Seriously. You take a life, you take a life.
But Jam Master Jay, who was born Jason Mazzell, worked the turntables for Run DMC as it went from the hip hop group to the pop giants with mainstream fame in the 1980s. And then he went on to start his own record label and opened a studio in his old Queens neighborhood and helped mentor other rappers and some famous people like rapper 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
By the way, I just want to let you know, we're getting this from The Guardian. This is actually, this is a Guardian website right here.
So is this legit? Is that what you're telling me?
No, this is actually, this is
not
real.
Legit.
I'm sorry, this is not The Guardian. The next story is from The Guardian. This is actually from NBC News.
Oh, okay.
So this is actually a little bit more related or a little bit more, I guess, factual or whatever.
I guess.
But Jordan, 40, was the famous DJ's godson. Washington, who's 59 now, was an old friend who was bunking at the home of the DJ's sister. And both men were actually arrested in 2020, but pleaded not guilty at the time. So this is actually something that's been kind of in the trial system for the past 4 years, where these men were arrested during the pandemic. But, it was pandemic times. That wasn't the biggest news story at the time.
Right.
So kind of got overshadowed by global pandemic news and stuff like that. Quarantine. But the men's names, or at least their nicknames, have been floated for decades in connection to the case. Authorities publicly named Washington as a suspect back in 2007. He, meanwhile, told Playboy magazine in 2003 that he had been outside the studio at the time, heard the shots, and saw Little D, one of Jordan's monikers, racing out of the building. say this guy was even back in 2003 saying that he witnessed it. He was there. He saw these things. But the cops were already saying, like, I think you were more than just there. Why did you say you were there? Why didn't you tell us what you saw? Like,
right.
Kind of a whole deal. Like, oh, so you did see that. Why didn't you tell the police when they asked about this investigation?
Right. Because fuck the police.
Yeah, why would you? I'm going to tell Playboy.
Right.
But prosecutors contend that the two men turned on him over a cocaine deal that had gone wrong. Because Mizell had been part of Run DMC's anti-drug message that was delivered through a public service announcement and such lyrics as, "We are not thugs, we don't use drugs." I said that so white. I didn't realize I was quoting it at the time, and I'm glad I did.
We are not thugs, and we don't use drugs.
Yeah, I did that like a Wayans Brother impersonation.
Of a white person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But according to the prosecutors and trial testimony, he apparently racked up debts after the group's heyday and moonlighted as a cocaine middleman to cover the bills and habitual generosity he'd given to some of his friends. So this guy was, I mean, that's pretty common for people like to get some fame, get some money, and want to help some of their friends, want to give some money to friends. Here, yeah, I'll float you this. I'll pay for that. I'll do that. But you start doing it to the wrong people. You start doing it a little too much, and then now you owe money. Now it's like now that people are looking for you, like, oh, now you got to cover some bigger debts.
Right, right.
Prosecution witnesses testified that in Mizell's final months, he had a plan to acquire 10 kilos of cocaine and sell it through Jordan, Washington, and a Baltimore-based dealer. But the Baltimore connection refused to work with Washington, according to testimony. Two eyewitnesses, former studio aide Uriel Rincon and former Mizell business manager Lydia Hyde, testified that Washington blocked the door and ordered Hyde to lie on the floor and said that he brandished a gun at her. So yeah, these guys actually have already had like eyewitnesses being like, yeah, they were in the studio.
Yeah.
This guy, he was not outside watching like from the, no, this guy was in there with a gun. He told me to get on the ground. Like, yeah, it was him. It's that guy. Fuck this hiding.
Yeah, exactly.
The trial then shed limited light on a third defendant in Mizell's killing, a Jay Bryant, who was charged last year after the prosecution said that his DNA was found on a hat at the scene. Prosecutors assert that he slipped into the studio building and he was the one who let Washington and Jordan in through the fire door in the back so they could avoid having to buzz up through the entrance. So it's like they've kind of come out and said that they don't believe that he killed the men, but that he was definitely involved. He was definitely at least an accessory.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Michael, it's been like a hot minute, about 20 years now.
Wow.
20 years since Jam Master Jay was killed. And now it's just like the Tupac thing. It's like a lot of the news articles were saying that like people have known who have done this for years.
Oh yeah, people in that crowd, in that circle, they know.
Yeah, this was the word on the street. People were talking. People had said, you know, oh, we know who did this. But it was never able to be proven. There was never any seeming retaliation against it or anything like that. So this is one of those ones that they kind of just hoped would be swept under the rug and just kind of forgotten about.
Right.
But I feel like, yeah, with a lot of things in recent years, a lot of people just, I feel like a lot of these things, with people were just, they couldn't help but talk. Eventually, like with the Tupac case and with things like this, these guys just eventually could not help but keep their mouth shut. Like, I got to say something. I mean, somebody's got to know. It's like, I got to get that cred. Yep. I got to get that notoriety. I got to get that.
And that's what always, that's what always will get you.
Yeah, that's what I said. This guy was telling Playboy magazine back. I was there. You know, I saw this guy over there, but like it wasn't me. You know, but you know, where them bunnies at? I mean, like, you're talking to Playboy, but you're not going to tell the police what happened.
Right,
definitely, like, that article's going to get out. You don't think the police are going to go, huh? That's not what he told us. Should probably put a pin in that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure a detective on the force, you know, just reads it for the articles.
Of course.
I'm sure that information is going to get out.
Like the catcher on Major League.
Yeah, it's just reading it for the... That would be a weird article to bring
actually,
into the...
Coach, I actually read the articles.
Couldn't that be a great moment in the police station to bring to your like lead detective? It's like, Chief, you're not going to believe this. I find a break in the case. Where? This magazine? Why are the pages stuck together? No, the article, page 12. Don't open it. Don't centerfold. Don't go. You couldn't have gotten a fresh one on the way here. They're $2 at the stand.
Right.
I've got one in my office. Yeah, it's like I said, it's just a great thing to say, like, you go fucking go confess this basically to Playboy. Yeah, you're going to get caught eventually.
Yeah, definitely.
We have some more follow-up things I want to take a look at. Like, I still want to try and figure out some more about the Kansas City deaths we talked about last month. I haven't really seen a follow, like a definite follow-up on that yet.
Right? Everybody just kind of got tired of that.
Yeah, I guess I'm
it's
really
gonna pop back up.
I'm really hoping they didn't like accidentally find out that it was just something really stupid and didn't want to report it. It's like, I'm hoping it's not that. So it's like, I'm hoping it's maybe something more nefarious and they just haven't reported it. We're going to get a bigger story. But
yeah,
it's like 50-50 at this point.
Yeah, it is. It is. We'll
but for our next story, Michael, this is actually going to be our shenanigan because this has become an international story over the past few weeks.
Okay.
And I was so happy that you had actually not heard about this when I brought this to
you.
Me too. And I was able to actually just like let Michael react to some of this while we're looking at it. Most of you have heard about the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience that happened recently over in Scotland.
Or allegedly happened?
No, it happened.
Oh, no, it happened.
It just allegedly wasn't, Willy Wonka. Yeah.
It wasn't as quite as advertised.
It was allegedly an experience. something definitely happened. But the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience has been called a farce as the tickets are now being refunded.
I mean, click the link and look at that side to side. How could that be a farce?
Right,
I can't
Michael?
Even tell the difference. Find the differences. I can't find any.
Same pic. They're the same picture,
they're
Michael.
They're the same picture.
We'll be sitting there for hours. But yeah, we'll post the link to the website. I'm surprised that the link for the website is actually still out as of the recording of this. We'll also post the link to the article we're referencing. But the event was billed as an immersive celebration of chocolate was canceled after children left in tears at a sparsely decorated warehouse.
And where's all the chocolate?
Where's the chocolate? I came for the chocolate. Actually, but they're all scars. Like, where's the fucking chocolate? Mom, where's that chocolate? These are a bunch of like 6-year-olds.
Apparently.
Where's the fucking chocolate? It was promised chocolate, Mom. But it was billed as a celebration of chocolate in all its delightful forms, but ended up being a tragic tale worthy of an Oompa Loompa song in and of itself.
Damn.
And Jesus Christ.
Womp, womp,
I was trying
womp.
To show Michael some of the TikToks that have been going around previously about how the people have actually like walked through being like, what the fuck is this? Am I in like a meth lab? Like, Jesus Christ. it's like a haunted house plus a Party City warehouse. It's crazy.
It's weird, huh?
But the police were eventually called to a venue in Glasgow last weekend after furious families who had spent hundreds of pounds at the Willy's Chocolate Experience complained about the quote-unquote awful event that left children in tears and was abruptly canceled midway through. This is basically like the Fire Festival. You guys remember the Fire Festival a few years ago?
Oh, yes.
This is like a low-budget Scottish Fire Festival.
Right? I mean, they at least had a place for these people to go. This is a step above Limp Bizkit playing at Roses.
This is a step above outside in a field. But the event organizer, which is it's a weird little company called House of Illuminati, which charged up to 35 euros for tickets, promised an immersive experience based on the Warner Brothers film Wonka, which like that was the newer one that came out this past year.
Yeah.
Musical, by the way. But the event publicly promised giant mushrooms, candy canes, and chocolate fountains, along with special audio and visual effects, all narrated by dancing Oompa Loompas.
Magical.
I'm just going to let you know, Michael, they didn't have them.
They didn't have any Oompa Loompas?
They didn't have anything.
They
had like 3 actors and some decorations they found in a dumpster.
Wow.
And like I said, the families turned up to an address in Witikinik?
Nailed it.
I'm sorry. That's a real Scottish town. Witikinik. An industrial area of Glasgow. So many consonants. But it's in Glasgow.
Okay.
They discovered a sparsely decorated warehouse with a scattering of plastic props, a small bouncy castle, and some backdrops pinned against the walls. A wow. Facebook group has basically been set up so far. They were literally being like, just everybody getting to share these experiences. Like, did you buy this? Did you buy this? Were you there? Did you see this? What did right. you like? It is completely.
Is this the right place?
Did I show up at the right place? Did you all get like, where was I?
Should I mark here? Because I don't feel like I'm here.
Yeah. Like the people I've actually been coming out to, the people who were hired to perform at this thing, like just like the people at the Fyre Festival, they hired like actors to come and like portray Willy the chocolatier or the Oompa Loompas to an extent.
Right.
And some of these guys have like actually come out and been like, I probably should have realized this is not real. But Paul Connell, who's an actor who had been hired by the company to perform at the event, he was actually told, and he was actually in shock when he arrived at the warehouse and realized that the rubric he had been given was impossible to fulfill because none of the promised props or special effects were even at the warehouse. And like an example, I was looking around. They were like, one of his scripts, which he's posted online some of the examples of scripts he was given.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, at the end of the scene, you're supposed to use a vacuum and suck up the unknown person and into the vacuum, and you've successfully won. And he was like, okay, do I have like a vacuum or something? And they're like, just figure that out. Like, just kind of improv it and figure that out.
I don't know. Here's an auric. We found it in the closet.
Here's a broom. I don't know. Here's a flashlight. Go.
Here's a Dyson ball. Whatever. Go to town.
Yeah, we were told to hand the kids a couple of jelly beans and a quarter cup of lemonade. Cornell said it was asked as the organizers.
Quarter cup.
He's like, what should I do with this
cheap
script?
Ass.
Yeah, it was like there was like a lemonade tunnel. It was like the lemonade tunnel.
Lemonade shots.
Yeah, I'm going to show Michael in just a minute. There's the website. They actually advertise all these different stations or different parts of the experience that you'll be able to enjoy.
Yeah.
And when you actually see them in the place, you're like,
womp, womp, womp.
Wow, this is... This is the, no, we've got Wonka's chocolate experience at home, kid. Can we get Wonka's chocolate experience?
This
we've
is
got
a wonky
home.
Chocolate experience, this bro. This
there we
is
go.
Bullshit.
This is the wonky chocolate experience. But yeah, the organizers confirmed that full refunds would be given to customers, but it could take up to 10 days.
Like, yeah, it could take a while. We got to like leave the country.
We got to convert it all back
file
to
file bankruptcy.
It's all tied up in Dogecoin right now.
It's all over the place. We got to move money around.
It's not very liquid right now. Right. You know, things are just kind of all over the place. We got other things and funds.
The site's all over the place, man.
So the site is called willieschocolateexperience.com, and very clearly the whole site is made by AI. All the images
are
just...
What are you talking about?
Oh,
let
yeah,
me read this very not AI article. Can you zoom in on this at all, Andy? You probably
let me
can't.
See. Dive into the whimsical of Willy's chocolate experience.
Yeah.
Not the whimsy.
No.
Dive into the whimsical.
Into the whimsical.
That's okay. It. I mean, perfect.
You know what a whimsical is.
Yeah, exactly.
Dive into it, bro.
Dive
We're
right
a
into
chocolate
that whimsical
experience.
Place where chocolate dreams become reality.
Okay, first off, they do an exclamation point after experience, then a comma,
mm-hmm.
and then a lowercase a.
Yeah. Like I said, this is...
They do not know how to grammar, bro.
Spell check, not really. I guess not a big Scottish thing, apparently. Spell check. What are we doing here, guys?
No.
But yeah, there's the Enchanted Garden.
Oh.
Look at this. That's very... Yeah, these images are super, very bright and
Your
colorful.
Journey begins
it looks like
in an Enchanted Garden.
It looks like an acid trip. It looks like something you would be terrified to look at while on LSD.
Are you kidding me? It comes with giant sweets and vibrant blooms and mysterious-looking sculptures and magical surprises to add an extra layer of wonder to your chocolatey experience, Andy.
Who knows? You might be able to grow your very own enchanting garden.
This is just an AI-generated image. Like, it doesn't even give you an inclination of what you're going to experience.
Well, you can go to the imagination lab.
That's
Michael.
What I'm going to have to do in order to picture this stuff.
You can go through the twilight tunnel. Yeah, you can go through the twilight tunnel.
Twilight
like with all these tunnel. Different types of light. Which I'm dejection,
and uh-huh.
It's such a great thing that they didn't even bother to take out the sometimes AI when they do like a template, it just puts like fake words in placeholders.
Yeah.
They didn't even bother to take out some of the fake words in the
dejection.
Lighting, dim light, dip percussions, VV sounds, ungrevial.
Never heard of dim dice?
Dimmy ditchy, twirling.
Unspected twits, huh?
Dodo ejections?
You didn't look at that?
Svitties? Yeah, what are svitties?
Yeah.
Like I said, like they didn't even bother to even go back and like even remotely double check. Like not even remote. Dude. But yeah, there's a few other things you can go down. Right here, Michael, what is this? Cat-gating live performances.
Cat-gagating, bro.
Kartchi tons.
Yeah, get you some Kartchi tons, bro. You're acting like these ain't words.
Exarcerdre lollipops. Yeah. A passadice of sweet treats.
A passadice.
I can't tell if they were like just purposeful, if they were just horribly spelling, or if they were trying to spell in a Scottish accent.
Guys, please click the link. It's freaking hilarious. Can't
get the live performances, catchy tunes, accent, lollipops, opacity of sweet treats. What were those words? They're all real.
You had me at catchy tunes.
You had me at exarcerdre. They didn't even attempt experience suitable for ages aged three plus years old.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Marvel at extraordinary props, oversized lollipops, and a paradise of sweet treats. They put that correct.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious.
Box Hub Warehouse. Yeah, like I said, they have a whole bunch of different things. They have different little thumbnails up here. Let's see. Like, do they have the... Nope, just the same thing. I was about to say, I clicked on the experience thumbnail. It just took me just back to the top of what I was already looking at.
To the same thing, yeah. Yes. Click contact us. Oh, wait, there you go. Hey, click contact us.
Inchurning?
Yeah.
Entertainment.
It's inchurning.
Inchurning.
Okay.
Yeah, can we, like I said, they can still be contacted. They're still up here. I'm sure it's just going to take me right to the bottom of the page.
What's it going
to
say?
Contact us. It just says don't.
Hold on. What's the address? Third floor, 8690 Paul Street, London. EC2A4NE.
These guys are like party event people. They host. They throw these little private, secretive things. And it's like,
and why does
it
say House of Illuminati?
That's the company that throws these parties. That like throws these pop up experiences. And it's
who
like,
who fell for this, man?
A lot of people.
How many?
Like 800 plus people in Scotland, mostly parents, like 40, there's like 35 euros, which is like 44 bucks, you know, American.
Whoa.
So, they got a lot of money. They got a refund, but it was mostly just like families with kids. It was like a bunch of children wandering around. Yeah. It was about a couple people on dates and stuff, but it was mostly advertised for children. It was a bunch of parents and families wandering around, a bunch of crying, questioning children being like, why is that lady like just a weird burnt color?
What they only made like, what'd they make? Like 3,500?
I don't know. That's a lot of math real quick on my head. But yeah, 40 times 800s. I don't know. Something like that. But yeah, they made a pretty good amount of money, and they probably would have made a lot more. And I was saying, like, I don't know how many tickets they overall sold, but a lot of people showed up and it immediately had to get shut down real quick. But yeah, this has been really making, I want to see what their FAQs are. So I say they got what kind of questions are normally asked about this place right here? Nothing. Oh, just fucking.
They made like.
Do you have any questions?
1,000, bro. They made like 30-something thousand.
Yeah, I was like, do you have any questions? Maybe you can find them here. Reveal facts.
Yeah. I do have a question. What can I expect from Willy's Chocolate Experience? It's just some bullshit.
It's literally just the fucking paragraph from the first of the
magical realm of Willy's Chocolate Experience.
It's literally the intro paragraph from the web.
They put no effort into this lemonade and made $35,000, give or take.
Yeah, I'll try and find some of the pictures and stuff. We can post some of these on social media. You can see some of these coming up. Like the lemonade gallery was literally like a folding table with some Dixie cups of a quarter of lemonade.
Oh, my God. So how many people are suing them? Probably like a lot.
I mean, it's probably going to be a pretty good bit. Is there a dress code? Casual. Dressing up is encouraged. Is this a suitable environment for children?
People that spent like a bunch of time to do like a cosplay and then showed up to that fucking warehouse with a bunch of cardboard cutouts and fucking drunk actors.
Just showed up with like a literal posse as Willy Wonka and like it's Oompa Loompas. We're like, it's our favorite book. We're so excited. Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Oh, we're going to fucking kill you. Oompa Loompas attack.
Exactly.
Some of the interactions might be unsuitable for children under 5. Probably. Like I said, there was one guy who was literally called the Unknown. It was just like a scary character in a silver mask who was just hiding behind shit and like scaring kids.
What the hell? What does that have to do with Willy Wonka?
It, not,
nothing.
He was supposed to be an evil chocolatier who lives in the walls.
This is just wonk, dude. This is not good.
This is, you know, nothing about this. Nothing about this is very insuring.
No, I'm not insuring at all.
No, it's not cat. It's not catgating. It's not exarceratory.
I don't feel catgated at all.
Nothing Karchi tons about this. Like I said, guys, I hope you look at the warehouse. I hope you look at the website because I'm surprised. I'm surprised. The warehouse too. I'm surprised it's still up.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised this website is. I'm sure somebody's just gonna like capture this website and just make it into like a meme forever. But I mean, it's a beautiful example of AI art to an extent. Like some of the pictures are slightly pretty and very colorful. They're not like some of those AI generated images you see where it's like two people hugging and one girl's got seven fingers and three arms kind of at the back.
I like how they took the extra effort to trademark Imagination Lab.
They trademark everything to make it look more official. Tunnel. Everything is trademarked, Michael.
Oh, there you go.
Everything they do, the trademark tunnel, the enchanted garden, it's all trademarked.
Okay.
Willie's Chocolate Experience, baby.
Oh, that's trademarked.
I love how the exclamation point comes after the trademark.
Yeah, bro, get your priorities in order. It's like, welcome to Willie's Chocolate Experience. Don't get excited yet. It's a trademark.
Okay? Trademark. Patent pending. Hey!
Who's ready to celebrate?
Let's dive into the whimsical of Willie's Chocolate Experience. Exclamation point, comma,
all right.
A place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was so glad you had not heard about this because I really wanted to just watch you just react to some
this
of this
is hilarious.
Amazing. Like, look, Michael, with just a little bit of work, look what we can accomplish.
But these guys did make like $35,000. Holy shit.
Look what we could do with just a little bit of work.
Right.
And we're so against AI. Right. Look how much fun we could have with this.
Right. Who wouldn't want to create this?
So you start reading the next podcast timeline. Well, soon back to Truth Craig. Ah, damn it. We didn't proofread.
I know. I was thinking that at first. I'm looking around and I'm like, oh, yeah, he did say this was in another country. But I'm like, wait a minute. He said Scotland. It shouldn't be that far off.
That's what I said. Were you typing in a Scottish accent? What were you doing?
What is this?
It's not even old English.
No, it's not.
But yeah, Michael, there we go. There was your shenanigans for the week right there.
That's some good shenanigans.
I wish we could have gone to this. I wish this was like in like America somewhere. I wish this was like a Charlotte or a Raleigh thing. I've been like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll spend $40.
I'll spend 40 bucks
for this.
Just to go take some pictures of it.
Yeah. See, I'd be into it.
You could probably make some shorts of that and like explain it all and do like some little walkthroughs and probably make more money off of that than make your money back.
Yeah. You're gonna go viral for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Just experiencing somebody else's catastrophic scam.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, hope you enjoyed that. I know I did. That was a good laugh. Much needed laugh after studying such gruesome murders all the time. You know?
I know, right? We need a good shenanigan every once in a while.
That's right.
This is what the fucking AI is going to do, Michael.
That's right.
It's going to scam us all into going to shitty chocolate experiences.
Just proofread, people. Just proofread. Follow your gut.
And so the next thing we're going to do is you're going to see the jungle experience. Like, oh, shit, we're going to the meat factories, boys.
But all right. Well, guys, this week's shenanigans, as always, are brought to you by Oh My Gaia. OhMyGaia.com. It's an all-natural, innovative deodorant and beard oil company that uses no paraben and no aluminum, people. Guys, there's tons of scents to choose from, but you can find those at OhMyGaia.com. That's OhMyGaia.com. And because you are True Crime Guys listeners, you can use the code word CREEPER, CREEPER, for 15% off your order. Again, that is OhMyGaia.com. That's OhMyGaia.com. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for supporting those that support us. And that's pretty much it for this week. Guys, make sure you check us out on YouTube. Check out our other podcast, Strange and Unexplained, as well as Sandu Stories. And we'll see you back here next week for a new regular episode of True Crime Guys. So until then, just keep on creeping.
Bye.